So Lumpal began by addressing and expressing his delight in being here, in joining all of us, and also he expressing delight in the fact that both myself and Ajahn Amaro, what he did was use our new Chalkun titles and the royal titles that we were given last December, and just acknowledging that and expressing his gladness that one that we're here, and this monastery has been established, and then all the lay community that has come together to participate and to join, and pointing out that say Buddhism and the teachings of the Buddha don't actually belong to anybody. They are teachings that are for everybody, and they are available to anybody to learn, to study, to practice, and to receive the fruits of those practice of that practice. He just says it can be compared to a priceless gem or priceless jewel that. It's impossible to put a value on it, but it and whether anybody recognizes it as a jewel or not, it is a jewel, so recognizing that we all have the opportunity to have this to be a part of something that has tremendous value, and also. He expressed using a short quote from the Buddha's teachings of the primacy of generosity in the creating of physical places where people can practice together in making offerings that help to facilitate the convenience of living the Dhamma, practicing the Dhamma together in the way that we're doing. So especially when you're having a ceremony in a building site, and it's so he's acknowledging that and just delighting. He says that with that generosity, everybody has the opportunity to help and build a solid foundation for the practice of many, many people. And it is also an aspect that helps to create a solid foundation in our own personal practice. That's something that there's external things that we're doing in terms of, say, the creating monastery or performing, being engaged in various ceremonial acts, but all of that needs to be internalized and cultivated within ourselves of the wholesome qualities that are beneficial for us, and then that is something which we lays the foundation for our creating of inner happiness. And that inner happiness is something that we all want, and we all want, we all need, we all have that desire to be happy. It's a natural inclination. So that to be able to have a place to do that, and it's something that he himself said when he very first met Ajahn Amaral, is that, and he was just very happy to be supportive of somebody who practices well, practices in a good way, and is able to encourage people here in the in America to have access to the Buddhist teachings. So he was extremely glad and happy to be able to support that. And it's the in the Thai language, if somebody who's a Westerner is called a Furong. So that you see, he was just really happy to support a Furong who could come to the West, come to America, and to teach and in the local language, really connect. And that's so he's in, and he has been incredibly supportive all along, as I've mentioned. But you know, the reality is that whoever practices these teachings will experience the results. So just to encourage everybody to do the practice and to engage in the practice, and then he ends with a blessing that may all be healthy, be happy, develop and grow in the Dhamma, and may all your wishes be fulfilled.
Uh-huh.